Merry Christmas. I invite you to rise as we sing our call to worship, O Come All You Faithful, hymn number 145.
Merry Christmas to you all, and I greet you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose birth we gather to celebrate this night. I offer a word of welcome to you all, thankful that you followed all of the light to our worship of Jesus this night, the light that will come in the service, the light of our candles, and the light that lives in our hearts through Jesus our Lord. May our worship of God reflect our love and our joy of Jesus, and may this service brighten your heart and give you peace this Christmas Eve. I am grateful that several of our college students are helping with the readings and the candle lighting and serving as ushers this service. Let us bow in prayer before the Lord. Gracious and everlasting Father, as we listen to your word and sing Christmas carols and light candles, we offer our praise for the glory and the blessing of this night, a night in which we remember and cherish the Bethlehem Nativity. May the glory of your peace and the power of your Spirit be within and upon us all. In Christ we pray. Amen.
In those days, the darkness of night had fallen. Joseph and Mary had settled into the stable. And on that holy night, so long ago, Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. Mary and Joseph were all alone with their very first child. And upon his birth, with his lungs working, his fingers grasping, and his face filled with expressions of life, Mary and Joseph laid their son in the manger. Mary and Joseph were alone for a while, for soon a crowd of shepherds came knocking at the stable door, wanting to see their son, their newborn son, who the angel had said to give him the name of Jesus. The shepherds knew, the signs were there. This indeed was their Savior, Christ the Lord. They didn't stay long. They left the couple and their child. They left the animals in the stable, for they had news to spread, words to proclaim, and gladness to share. Yes, in those days that simple, humble stable glowed with a holy light, for it was indeed a holy night. And since that night, the light has shone brightly, the light of God's love, the light of the Christ coming into the world. The angels sang, the shepherds glorified and praised God, and Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. A simple stable, which God blessed with holy light. I invite you to join me in singing the first verse of Away in the Manger.
Of hope. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. This is the reading of the Lord.
A reading of peace. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings to you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
We sing together hymn number 141, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Reading of joy. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
Oh, holy night.
A reading of love. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
With his hand, did did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you have kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know? Blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
A reading of Christ. But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us rise and sing Joy to the World together.
Thank you.
You may be seated.